Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with Joe, with your host, JoJo, and my co-host.
Kev on stage, hello.
Hi. Today we are going to be talking about adults, more specifically, parents. More specifically, my parents. More specifically, him. because there's a lot of things about adults. Well, let's just talk about what do you like... having to be 18 to be considered an adult. I don't like that.
Really?
I mean, I think it should be because you're still a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you can't call yourself an adult as a teenager.
Oh, you think you need to be older to be considered an adult?
Well, I mean, I guess you can because...
What age do you think is better?
20s.
Really?
Maybe just 20.
Think you need 2 decades. I mean,
2 years.
No, 2 decades. Yeah, 2 decades before you're an adult.
Oh, 2 years more than 18.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 decades is like 2 whole decades.
Yeah. Zay's 4 years away from being considered an adult. You're 6.
I don't think you want to think about that, do you?
I don't. Definitely don't.
Why do you guys not like thinking about us getting older?
Because we want you to be like this.
So we could cry? And you would have to wash our booty butts?
That's also, no. I don't know, why is it? Maybe...
Like, do you want us to not be able to do anything and you have to hear us constantly cry because we can't talk?
I think we could just control you more when you were small. Now that so you're getting older...
Force hugs?
Oh! Had I known you were going to grow up like this, I would have got way more hugs when you were immobile. I mean, I hugged you and kissed you a lot, but once you could walk, you were like, you know, remember that video?
Yeah, I do.
You've been like this for a long time. You were like, no tits. And I was just like, he's using words. It's very clear that he doesn't want this from his actions. And now you can literally be like,
Why do people do that?
It's just funny. But no, I think, I don't know, I've never really thought about why I don't want you to grow up. I think it's sad, it's bittersweet. Obviously, your job as an adult is to raise a kid to grow up in, you know, be a healthy, productive member of society. But it's like, let me raise you to not need me. Oh, you don't need me? Wow. So.
Oh, wow, I did my job right? Okay.
So now you know how to make your own breakfast. You don't even have to ask. I just wake up, I hear you down there making cereal. Okay, Mr. Big Shot. But then when you were a baby, it was like, oh, you're crying and you need me to fix your breakfast? Why don't you grow up and figure out how to make your own cereal? The logic isn't there, right?
I was just about to say, where's the logic in that?
The logic is not there at all.
It doesn't seem like you really want us to grow up or be little.
No.
So why do you... I'm doing nothing wrong. But really?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense, okay? And let me tell you what. So what?
So what doesn't make sense? What are you going to do about it? Grow up more? Okay.
It's like when you didn't know how to walk. We're like, oh, and then you can walk. And then you learn to walk. We're like, look at him walking. He's going to walk right out of my life. Go back.
Okay. What do you think about your parents?
What do you mean?
I mean,
just in general?
Yeah, just in general. Do you think they felt the same way you do as to me?
I'm pretty sure. My mom still thinks I'm 11 years old.
Why do you call me a baby?
You are my baby. When I see you, I see this.
Okay, on, but I'm not. You. What if I'm legally considered an adult?
So? That means nothing to me. You look like my 3-year-old little wumpy wump. That's how my grandma and my mom are to me. My mom will call and she'll be like, you never call your mother. You think you're too old to call your mother? And I'm like, sorry, mom. So when you have kids or John the dog, you're going to feel the same way. You're going to be like, oh, wow. You don't love me? Your mom's worse than me.
And what? Trying to get me to hug her?
We're probably equaling that. Not wanting you to grow up.
Oh, yeah. She would do to Zay. She would put her hands over Zay's head and just go, Be little again. And she tried carrying me up the stairs. And I was like, not yet. My head's over the railing. And she still went. And then I said, oh.
She hit your head?
Yeah.
When was this?
Yesterday. When we were getting home. And then when she was going up the stairs, she was huffing and puffing. I was like,
you're heavy for her. What do you weigh? 50 pounds? 60? 48? Your mom doesn't weigh that. Your mom doesn't weigh that much, though. Carry you. You got soccer legs. It's not easy. And Zay's taller than her. And she just keeps denying that. She looked right at him like, you're not taller than me. Very obvious.
What if Zay gets taller than you?
He knows better. He knows better. You know better, too. I wish you would.
That is not something we can control. Just like growing up, we cannot control this.
You better figure out how to be 5'11 and 3/4 or 6.018 centimeters. Because if I do this to you, it's a problem. If you like 6'5, get out. You want to be tall, pay some bills.
You want to be tall, pay some bills. Why is that also an insult? Like, all you be doing is eating food and not paying bills. You don't get to complain. That's all I got. Even though you can't make money, pay bills. Pay taxes. Get a job. Oh, you can't get a job because you have school? Get a job.
That's Black Parents 101. You don't pay no bills, therefore shut up. You don't have no black household, you don't pay no bills, you don't have no say-so. Even if you were a child star and you paid the bills, I mean, like, you don't pay all the bills. I pay the cell phone.
I pay the electrical bills at one time, so, you know.
Yeah, man, parents are. Look, man, we're just people who had kids. That's it. We are not special. We are not uniquely prepared.
Okay, but there is something special about you.
What?
Because when we were little, and me and Zay would fight. Oh, I see.
You said I was special.
Okay. When me and Zay would fight, instead of helping us, you would record us.
Mm-hmm. So we can have home videos. That's what we have. Get on stage home videos, YouTube channel.
It's a thing.
When my comments got taken off, I had to start a new channel. No, you don't even have to subscribe. This is literally just for me.
Oh, okay.
This is not even to like grow it up, but it's all you guys being widow. See, there you are falling asleep. There you are. My kids call me fat. The kids see blood. Look how little you are here.
This is about this episode, not that one.
Huh?
This is about this episode.
I'm saying, like, look how I just look at these videos and pictures, and I just think of when you guys were that little.
Well, you're not that little.
No, you're in seventh grade now. I can't control you. Yesterday when you went to your friend's house, I was dropping you off. I was just like,
ah! Why?
Because you didn't want to play with me.
Please tell me what you would like me to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of
want you to grow
up
and get married and also be 7 years old.
Again, no logic.
Parents have no logic.
But why?
I never really thought about it that much. I don't even know what I'm asking for you to be little. Because if your growth was stunted and you were like, you know, like if there was a movie and you stayed little, the parent would learn, oh, I actually want you to grow up. And this is the lesson I must learn. My children must grow. So like.
But when we're growing, you don't want us to grow. But it doesn't matter because we can't really stop ourselves from growing.
Yeah.
Growing.
You're right.
Okay, then. I guess that's all there is to talk about that. Mother.
She's a good mom.
She is.
Good mom.
You know, I noticed a theme. There's like, well, I guess it's not really a theme. I don't know if it's just you guys. But mother is the, you know, have a good life, you know, have good money, like, you know, be a stable person, help the economy and stuff like that. And you're the, oh, you want candy? All right, here's some candy. You want to go to Disneyland? All right, sure, let's go to Disneyland. When, today? Okay, let's go today. Oh, you're still a baby and can't go on any rides? Let's still go today. And I think there's a good balance because you can't just all be, you know, have a boring life and not do anything fun. Just have a good life. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's a good life as in have fun and good life as in having a good life, like being stable. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a good balance and parents have to, you know, like you have to have one parent doing each thing.
Yes.
Anyway, that's kind of all I had said about that.
That's, I actually didn't realize that you realized that.
What do you think I realized?
I didn't think you realized anything. I just realized, I think I greatly underestimate what you understood.
Yes, parents and adults really greatly underestimate what kids know.
Really? You agree?
Yes.
How do you realize that?
Well, because you guys say words that... like, I understand. You're like, do you know what that means? I'm like, no, not at all. And other times, it's just like, when we were with McKinley, and she wanted to play a game, and we didn't understand, and she started crying, I was like, Zay, I don't understand what she's saying, and now she's crying, what do I do? And McKinley was right there, and he's like, I have ears. I can hear perfectly fine. I understand English. That's what I think she said. Or, like, she feels like. I don't know. Maybe I'm overestimating. But, like, we're not really that dumb.
There is a school. I don't think we think you're dumb.
The school sucks, but, I mean, there is a school.
Yeah. I think we just... in a lot of ways, I feel like we think you are always the little person you used to be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then you guys constantly show us that, like, dude, come on. And the funny thing is, at your age, I thought I could move out and live in my own apartment. If I had enough money. Like,
Did you really?
I really thought.
Oh.
I really thought, like, I know how to make noodles, SpaghettiOs. I know how to take a shower. I know how to wash my clothes.
No, eggs and bacon work every day.
I could eat it every day. And now that you're that age, I'm like, he doesn't know, even know 3 plus 3. But I do know he knows that plus algebra. And, you know, it's pretty responsible.
When you guys try to help us with, like, homework, more specifically math homework, you're like, so you got to teach me this again? You know, got to get my brain working? Because, like, you know, the school and math, you know how they don't really do things that good. So, you know, this isn't useful to me.
I ain't been able to help you in your math homework in years. I'll be like, this is new. You hear me?
You need math homework? Get a calculator or ask your mom. I'm going to bed. Oh, your mom's not here and you can't use a calculator? Go to bed. Why is that another thing? Go to bed?
When in doubt, man, go to bed. When in doubt, go to bed. I don't know. Oh, you don't want to eat what I have for dinner? Go to bed.
Sleep hungry, then.
That's like, what my mom used to say.
But why?
You can't ask her questions. Are you crazy?
Okay. Speaking of moms, again, comedy show. Comedy show. No, this is a special comedy show because there is only a woman.
Only women. Keep your distance, comedy ladies. Night special. Extravagant.
Go watch it anyway. It don't matter. So.
Promo code
JoJo.
Tickets right? Can be found.
www.kevonstage.com.
And the show
I'm getting new at this. Or getting better.
The show is what day?
I don't know. Friday. Friday.
I always think about your ads as a who, what, when, where, why. The show is for you. You should go because it's a good time. You're going to support black women. Go to kevonstage.com. Promo code JoJo for $3 off. Ticket is, show is this Friday. Replay link available for 24 hours. Boom, 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 boom.
That's another reason why is You know you ain't doing nothing. Be honest. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're nodding your head too? Yeah. Quarantine, you know, it's a whole thing. All right. Well, another thing about parents, or I guess this is more adults, well, I guess adult parents, when you make friends, we have to go to their house and they have kids, it's always awkward.
Is it?
At first, at least, because, I mean, meeting new people is always...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know, but for me, it's always awkward. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's your name? I'm a stranger to you, so... Hi!
Our parents are friends, therefore we have to play with each other.
Yes! That is how that works, and it's like, okay. And also, like, sometimes when we get bored because there's not really a lot to do... When there's just food and you guys are screaming at the top of your lungs singing, "Ooh, Beyonce!" Whatever song. It's like, it's also really loud. And when we ask, "Oh, what time are we leaving?" Most times it's not because we want to leave. We just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys always ask, "Oh, you want to leave?" And it's like, I didn't say that right there. I didn't say that. How did you... I feel bad. I just
did that last night.
Did I say I wanted to leave?
No.
Why I wonder where my point comes from.
I just want to know why you want to know what time we're leaving if you don't want to leave.
Just to know how much time we have left.
Why, though? Why do you need to know stuff? You're a kid. You just be told what to do. And you have no say-so in the world.
Man, where'd you get that idea from? Because I don't know, still don't know, and there's no logic, and you're still not explaining to me why you think we don't know what's happening in the world.
I think there's some residual, our parents didn't tell us stuff. There was a certain thing called a child's place when we were growing up. And most of that parent ideology is, you're a child. I will take care of everything. You don't need to know anything because all your needs are met. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares what you think. Nobody cares. You don't have an opinion on stuff. You are just told what to do, and that's it. You should be happy.
Yes.
That's like how we were raised.
But another thing with you saying you're not allowed to have an opinion, why?
Because you don't pay no bills.
It just always comes back to bills, taxes, and go to bed.
It really does. And I think your mom and I are trying to get away from that. You don't realize how much that is ingrained in you. So we really had to ask ourselves, like, I'll give you an example. When we were growing up, we were poor, both your mom and I. So for dinner, it was like, this is what's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Cheeseburger, hamburger helper, for example. Whether you like that or not is irrelevant. This is what's for dinner. There's no other option. There's no other choice. So that's where the, like, eat this or go to bed hungry came from. But I think, as I thought about it more, I think that's because our parents didn't have money to have special dietary restrictions. It was like, this hamburger helper is, the ground beef is $3. The box is one.
Got it from McDonald's. Whatever. There was a sale at McDonald's.
Whatever the case is. But now your mom and I, we have the resources to be like, okay, JoJo doesn't really like
anything.
This, right? He doesn't like this, so we either order from a restaurant that he likes or make something that he, you know, or make something he doesn't like, but there's something else that he can eat at home that he does like, you know. But because our parents couldn't do that, I think that's where that came from, like, go to bed then. Because really don't have no other option. You don't like this, you're like allergic or... I don't remember people being allergic to stuff that much, but that's another conversation for another day. But if you don't like this, go to bed because I don't really have another thing to feed you. You know what I'm saying? So now me and your mom don't really have to keep that ideology, but it's kind of like ingrained. So we have to really like tell ourselves, it's fine. Like if we order from Red Robin and JoJo wants, you know, tacos.com.
Tacos.com.
I really couldn't think of any restaurant that you like. But you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to kind of unlearn those things. Like, even when you guys allowing you to be sarcastic or talk back or even answer the question we ask you, sometimes that, like when we were growing up, that was talking back. It was like, you asked me, I don't know
what you're when wondering. Mother asked me, do you want to get beat up? I'm like, what? Do you? No. Also, if I say no, then you're going to be like, oh, so it's a no then. It's like, no, that's why I said no. Oh, so now you're talking back? Oh, I'm just answering your question. Oh, so now you want to answer my question. Okay, then. Go pay bills and go to bed. I just wanted to answer the question. That's all I wanted.
So our hope is that when you have your kids, you are like, we have done better by you, so you don't have to carry on like some of the negative traits that we carry on from our parents. So, but man, I don't know what I'm doing. I literally tell people, I got trained more to work at Burger King than to raise children. When you guys are born, they're just like, all right, Fredericks, all right, this is your baby. We need you guys to get out because we have to deliver another baby. Before I went into Burger King, before I even went in there, I had to go to a different place, take food safety training, watch videos, temperature of meat, salmonella, all of this. Baby, they're just like, this one came out of you? Okay, this is yours. And I was like, what are you doing in cries? They're like, I don't know. Hey, my baby. You know, so.
It seems weird because I don't know how I don't know how you would even take care of a kid. Because obviously, I don't remember, like, when I was small, you a baby. But I'm not now. But you guys still think I'm small, you a baby. But again, I'm not. but it doesn't seem impossible, obviously.
I think a lot of your instincts come naturally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, also, being an adult and all. It's also like a a lot of it's like a process of elimination. Like, this baby is crying. Has it eaten in a while? Yes. It's probably not that. No, it's probably that. Let me try this. Okay, it's not that. Baby's still crying. Did it pee on itself? Check. Doo-doo. Probably that. Pee. Probably that. Change diaper. Okay, those things. Baby's still crying. Is it too cold? Too hot? Check, check. Like, it's usually one of those three things. It's hungry, tired. Is the baby tired?
Is it tired?
Hungry, tired, too hot, too cold.
And you can't just ask them, what's wrong with you? You can't.
Do you need a burp? Like, it's literally, like, one of five or six things pretty much all the time. Unless it's, like, a medical condition like colicky, which means your baby just cries a lot or whatever. And then also, the longer you have a kid, you start to know, okay, this JoJo gets hungry around this time. This is how he cries when he's hot or cold, or if he's just like, touch his head, he's sweaty, take some of the clothes off, you know, whatever. But man, you pick it up quick. Mm-hmm. You pick it up quick.
Do you think it comes naturally for everyone, or do you think it's just you, or do you think?
I wouldn't go so far to say parenting comes natural to everyone. I think more people are drawn to, like I really wanted kids. I really wanted two boys, so I was, like, really excited. That's not the case for everybody.
There's another thing. I want a baby sister. I wanted a sister because I want a sister.
But
McKinley has taught me, no, you don't. No, you do not want a sister. You wanted a sister? No, you wanted crying constantly. Oh, that's not what you wanted? Well, then you don't want a sister. Go to bed.
After you guys start, once McKinley got old enough to, like, bother you guys stopped asking about a sister.
Yeah.
But you have so much fun with her.
Because there's the thing with babies. They're so cute and little and small. Again, not me. Please stop saying I'm a baby. But then on the other hand, they're so cute and little and small and can't talk. And can't walk, and can't tell you what's wrong. So they're going to cry, because that's the only way of communication, which is the most annoying communication. It's just so cute versus cry. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, it's not even close. She's not... No baby's cute enough to deal with crying. They're not cute when they're crying.
No. And loud. Very loud.
Yesterday, McKinley came and told on you.
I know. Babies are sometimes the worst. Because me and Zay were fighting on the trampoline and McKinley didn't like it. So we stopped. So I started jumping on the trampoline. And then McKinley was like, stop, no jump. And then when I stopped jumping, I started jumping again because she's a baby and doesn't know anything about the world. And then she fell down. I was doing it for like a minute more, mm-hmm. at least a minute more. And her knee got hurt. Oh, no. I'm going to go tell mommy. Even though her knee probably didn't even get hurt. She just probably wanted me to stop jumping and was like, no, instead of telling him, I'm going to go. Yeah, goodbye.
Came, but then when she came and told him, she said, JoJo won't let me jump.
That's the worst part. She wasn't jumping in the first place.
What was that story you told me about? You were looking at her and she was like, stop looking at me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we were in a car. And I think I was, like, in the middle, I think. Actually, was I in the middle?
Really?
I forgot. Either way, I was looking at McKinley. And she stopped, and she said, stop looking at me. And I was like, okay. So I put my hand over my eyes. She said, put your hand down. And I was like, okay. And she also, like, put my hand down with her tiny little baby hand. Yeah. And then I was like, so I just closed my eyes. 5 seconds later, stop sleeping. And I said, I don't know what to do. So I started looking at her again. She said, stop looking at me. And I put my hand, she said, stop sleeping. Stop sleeping, JoJo.
She started crying?
Yes. She started crying. And I didn't know what to do because if I had my eyes open, go to bed. If I had my if I had my hand over my eyes, pay bills. And if I was sleeping, pay taxes. it's just too much, so bossy. Man.
Super bossy.
And you can't tell her birthday, no because she's gonna like, cry.
Taking your hand, she's like, then she's like, look, JoJo. She is bossy.
And babies don't even know what they want because why am I not allowed to look at you?
You and Zeta used to do the same thing.
I'm a baby, I don't know.
You guys used to do the same thing, man.
But luckily I don't remember, but you had to deal with that, so.
I did, and I miss it. Come on, snuggle me. Come on.
Another thing, I don't know why I don't like hugs.
Really?
I don't know.
Were you thinking about it recently?
No. I just thought of it right now when you were doing, can't snuggle with me.
So when I did that, your mind said, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't know why I don't like hugs.
Let's unpack that. What does a hug feel like to you?
Two arms wrapping around me, and then a bear hug, and then a kiss, and then more hug, and then pain, and then they let me go. And I'm like, I don't know why.
So is that people are hugging you too hard?
Well, it's more specifically just you and mother. it's not really people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are people, but it's just two people. You.
But do you feel love when we hug you?
No. Just going to shut that question down really quick. No. So don't just... like get that running through your brain, just like the math problem. It's simple. 3 times 3 divided by a -2 is 1, okay? So what you gotta do is add a -3 plus the 3 to make it 0 minus the -2, which equals 1. Simple.
Simple math. Math ain't math.
Quick maths.
Quick maths. How do you know that?
Hmm?
How do you know quick maths?
Man, it's almost like you play songs at full volume and sing it in the car all the time. Quick mass. No idea, though. Could be anything, honestly. You know, like, who could know? Do you guys know? I don't know. You're no sleeping.
You're funny, JoJo.
I agree. I'm the best. I need to stop doing that. Anything? Wait, anything else? Would you like to add?
No.
No? Nothing about you or your parents?
No.
Okay. Well, I think I'm done.
I'm done too.
So I think that's going to wrap this episode up before you leave. Oh, whoa, I forgot you could do that. Whoa, lights. Whoa, this is cool. Why didn't we have this before?
We just got it. It's not working right, though.
So let's
lights go. Off. Oh, God.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Okay, so I'm thinking about doing skits. I don't know if I should, so I'm asking you guys. Also, what episode should be next? Put it in the comments.